January 1999 has a blue moon, meaning this month has two full moons. The last blue moon was 2.5 years ago in July 96, and before that in September 93. But blue moons are irregularly spaced. The next one will be this March in just 2 months. So something that happens once in a blue moon may be unexpected, but is still much more common than something that happens in a coon's age, since wild raccoons can live to be 13 to 16 years old. I actually know of only one thing that really happens once in a blue moon, National Blue Jay Awareness Month. This event, proclaimed by me since no one else would, is designed to show people why nature's perfect bird really is perfect. Of course, all birds are perfect in their own way. How could this planet keep spinning without chickadees, mockingbirds, cardinals, or robins on it? The blue jay, found throughout most of the United States and Canada, is pretty and big and noisy enough to make its presence known to just about everyone, but of course mockingbirds, cardinals, and robins do that too. But in return, we've named those three species the official state bird in a total of 15 states. The diminutive black-capped chickadee makes its tiny presence known through sheer exuberance and cuteness, and it too has been honored by being named state bird of Maine and Massachusetts. But no state has so honored the blue jay. Quite the opposite, people disparage blue jays as vicious nest robbers and noisy nuisances. Blue jays do steal a nestful of baby robins now and then, virtually always to feed their own hungry babies, but by warning all birds within hearing range about more dangerous predators, jays have saved many more robin lives than they've taken. When a jay flies into a feeding station, many times the other birds scatter out of fear, but I think this is only because the shape of a flying blue jay is so similar to that of a sharp-shinned hawk. Once the birds realize it's just a jay, they quickly return, and at feeders, blue jays are actually very peaceful and sedate. Mark Twain's favorite bird is much better than most people realize. So we'll take the opportunity during this fresh new year to take a fresh new look at the blue jay, nature's perfect bird. National Blue Jay Awareness Month is sponsored by Baker's Blue Jay Blend, building better blue jay bodies 12 ways.
Yo, this is Jim Baker with an important announcement. This year is going to have two blue moons, one in January and one in March, while February won't have any full moons at all. The last time this happened was in 1961. Right around the time John F. Kennedy was inaugurated. Isn't it ironic that this time, in 1999, our Kennedy wannabe president has been impeached for being just a little too Kennedy-like in his extracurricular activities? Yep, in this season of Washington scandals and mean-spiritedness, it's time to find something we can look up to again. You'll never see a blue jay fooling around with some star-crossed intern in the Oval Office. No way, ho jay. Blue jays keep their private parts private, even when they're flitting around naked as a jaybird. And blue jays may be evasive, but they'll never lie under oath. That's guaranteed. And another thing, blue jays don't vote blindly along party lines. They don't even belong to a party. They might like to party. And if a blue jay was named independent counsel, you can bet your booty he'd actually be independent, not obsessed with vindictiveness and self-righteousness. So if you want to watch something a lot more pleasant than a Senate impeachment trial this month, just look out your window at the jolly birds gathered at the bird feed political pundits recommend most. Baker's Blue Jay Blend. Your jays will find it unimpeachably delicious. Available only at Baker's Blue Jay Barn. Up the shoreways.